Speaking of recordings, me and Fran already spoke, but Piazza does owe us a couple recordings. The last one we got was 12-6, but I think we need a couple from before that. 10-25, 11-8.
So when you say they owe us, is that just courtesy? Because it's not an official recording. So what do they owe us?
Well, they record the meeting, so
they still need to provide them.
They got to provide everybody. It was in the agreement back when they first started that if they're going to record, they need to provide everyone with a copy. Okay. Construction schedule. I was off. I wasn't here for the last meeting, so I apologize if I'm a little off, but I'm just going to run down the list here. Piazza distributed schedule update number 17 and is being routed via DocuSign to all contractors for signature. I'm assuming that's completed. Tault stated they have not signed off on the schedule number 17 yet due to some items showing blah, blah, blah. Tault signed it, though.
That doesn't apply to that.
J&M stated their comments are dependent on Con Ed and Clima. MEP schedule update number 18 was sent for comments. Piazza requested MEP respond by 12/22. That was completed, Nance?
They have it. I saw some emails from Stuart. He's updating it, Joe?
I have a draft that I received this morning. Once I go through it, I'll circulate it.
Okay, before you circulate it, make sure it's got all the MEP stuff that was supposed to be added or changed or whatever on it.
I believe everything's done, but okay. Yes.
Great.
Excuse me.
That's it, Chris.
All right, sorry, I'm
writing. I know, me too.
I'm sorry. I missed everything you said. What did you say?
That before Piazza circulates the schedule to make sure
the comments are in before he sends it out.
I'm sorry. I was looking at something else and then you were talking and Joe
That's
responded.
Great. I'm used to it.
I'm
every time
like,
I talk, no one listens.
I didn't get it. So what?
It's here and at home.
What schedule update are we working on?
18.
Okay. So update 18 is being worked on, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Should be issued today or tomorrow.
And regarding switchgear, Tault spoke to Eaton on 12/5. Ship date is still confirmed for 2/9. Tault to copy Savin on all correspondence to Eaton.
Well, at this rate,
it's
going to get here before it's
powered and gets on.
So.
All right. Any comments or anything regarding the construction schedule? Joe, you said we'll get it by the end of the week?
Today or tomorrow.
Wow.
Okay. Next topic, field coordination. Just a reminder, all contractors are responsible for daily cleanup. Hole needs to clean up, sweep streets daily. Savin stated building cleanup has been better, but needs to continue along with street cleaning, which they have yet to do. Savin also requested Tault to remove their large wire wheels from the site/building.
The academic building basement needs a little TLC from everyone. And I mean everyone.
Tall stated security wiring at academic building is complete and can't begin community building insulation due to building still taking on water. So I'm guessing that's still open. Piazza stated terrazzo flooring to start on the fourth floor and prep at the third floor. So for all of you that don't know, the terrazzo flooring has started. It started, what was that, last week?
Well, they started with the base a while ago, but the actual flooring.
Yeah, the actual flooring started last week.
So while we're on that topic, can we get a schedule of work before, like a couple days looking ahead? And I understand it's going to change every couple days, depending on what they do or don't do. Because I'm getting kind of inundated with people asking me, when can I get up there and work? And it's the same kind of question every day. So if people have an idea of what's going to happen, when and where, they can plan.
Well, it seems like they're asking the wrong person. If they come to me and ask me, I'll tell them where they
But I should
it.
Also know, so that's
of course.
Why I'm asking.
Of course.
That way I have the answer.
You know, certain people, I talk to certain people and don't ask questions, but...
And not everyone has the same people on the site, so, all the time. So can we do some kind of, I don't know how we do this, but...
Yeah, it's pretty... That's,
we got to do a little better on the next floors.
Pretty difficult to give you a schedule, but
I get it.
I'll let you know. Third floor, get everything out of the way. We're coming on third floor to start prepping and patching. We're going to do it sections. Stair A to the center by the elevator, stair C block, and stair B block. So it's those three blocks, how we broke up upstairs, it's going to mimic the same way going down. It's fairly simple. So there'll be a time when we're putting the sealer down and the patch that you can't walk on it, but the next day you can walk on it before we fill. So there'll be a time period where you can't go into certain classrooms. So that's just a daily, everyone puts their eye in there and we'll see where we can be that day. Like today, by the...
By B,
we're blocking off that corridor.
But it's very clear the way they did it this time. It's blocked off from the outside, and when you open the door, it's like...
Correct. They're getting better.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
So we shouldn't run into any more people trying to figure out where they can be.
I guess floor four is our guinea pig.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yep, we're working through it.
Thank you.
Ceiling tiles were delivered. This was a couple weeks ago for the MEP cuts. Piazza may begin installation under LVT under casework and will need to have a moisture test of the slab done. Do we have any
moisture test? Came back no issues, and we're starting flooring
Monday the 8th. Yep.
So if there's flash patching, you're going to coordinate that so that we don't end up with those steps under the casework.
Huh? We're going to do the whole room.
Yeah. Forget what...
Yeah,
yeah,
we're not going to do under the casework.
Yeah, well, that's what the notes said. So
Yeah.
Much better.
Uh-huh.
Roll-up door at community building to be installed. That was last week. And begin installation of clear story windows at community building this week. I know the framing for the clear story windows has started. What about the roll-up door?
It's all installed.
All installed.
Yep, except for McLean side and Areaway 1. Those will be installed today, tomorrow-ish.
What are we talking about?
Roll-up door.
Roll-up doors.
Oh.
Except for McLean side.
And Area 1.
McLean's not done and the Areaway is not done.
And Areaway 1, yep. Finishing up the
kitchen
right now.
Mm-hmm. So, he can't close them?
He can.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want them closed yet.
Okay.
They're going to get destroyed.
All right.
Leave them up in the air.
Okay. Yep.
They're going through them, lifting them. They think they're theirs at home. They're not going to touch them right
okay,
now.
Okay, good.
So,
roofer
product.
Roofers on site for community building, low roof, and AB link roof. They're still here again today.
Little detailing, some patching.
Are the skylights on community building roof on?
They're on the roof.
Still plywood.
It's still plywood. It's going to be installed very shortly.
Okay.
Yep.
Because every time it rains, it's still getting in there. Whether it's the front door or...
Well, that's a different issue.
Lawrence CCD work to begin after 1-2. When's do we have a date when that work starts?
What work's this?
The Lawrence CCD work, the drainage work on.
We moved some material out of the way, laid it out. He's getting a game plan. We had to move the mixer, some pallets of precast and whatnot. So they're getting a team together to start that. Hoping to see tomorrow, if not.
Does the permit get
Friday? I'm not sure. That's one thing we didn't finish talking about.
I spoke to him. Permit, the revised paperwork's in.
Okay. So
just waiting for it to be issued.
So speaking of all the stuff getting moved out of their way, it got put into the Con Ed way.
Yeah.
For tomorrow.
Time's up.
So. I don't think I have an issue with the scaffolding in the front of the building.
Well, that's going to be there for
that's there. It's there. I have an issue with where they put the mixer and everything else they piled over there.
Well, like we spoke about, on Lawrence Street side, and have to undo two gates and back in that way. We're very...
On the McLean side of the pole?
Right in front of the... Yes.
Okay, so...
Absolutely.
Let's make sure that whole area is clean before tomorrow morning and for around the manhole.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So...
Yep, we've discussed it out there. We have to put our mixer where we have to put our mixer so we can do the Lawrence Street tie-in and install curtain wall A for stair A. So things had to move.
And
out of space.
And the last thing was Piazza may also begin sidewalks along Radford after 1/2/24. Piazza must protect sidewalks and will have to keep construction fence up. And J&M scheduled ERU 03 for 1/2/24. Is that date still? That was yesterday. So that date changed?
Tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Tomorrow at 6 a.m. So 1/4.
I'm not going to be here.
Here?
Nope.
Nope.
You worked it all out?
Yep.
Okay.
What's worked out?
And that's coming for the community building, correct?
Yep.
You're gonna be gone, right?
Okay. This is the first time hearing of it, so I don't know if we have anything in the way over
here. Setting up over here.
Oh.
Yeah, on Radford.
Oh, and so you're closing the streets and you're doing all that? Fantastic.
Okay.
Just with the concrete piece that we're getting ready to start. I know I saw the surveyors out here that week. Anything come back?
They were out there, yeah.
Yeah, they were out here.
Yeah, so we had some preliminary results emailed to us yesterday. Doesn't look like anything's that far off. But we wanted to check the elevations, given all the drainage issues.
All right, good. No, if we need to do anything before we start the concrete, that's all.
We don't know for sure yet, but I'm getting some confirmations where they took the points.
Okay.
Anything else for field coordination? Anybody waiting on anything?
I am waiting on the fire sprinkler guy to cord those holes in the cafeteria on McLean side.
Aren't we all?
We're sheetrocking, and this has been talked about a year ago. And the core drill's not done, so I'm stopping sheetrocking.
I've been having this conversation with Lombardo for
Remember Raphael that used to be around here?
Yeah.
We were all talking about it way back then.
Yes.
Actually, when the steel was going up, we were talking about it.
Well,
Lombardo. Sorry, so, yeah, I spoke to Ralph this morning, so did Ron. He's going to come in tomorrow.
But what does that mean? He's going to come in tomorrow? He's going to visit us tomorrow, or
he's
going to
come in
something
and do his work tomorrow in the cafeteria?
Okay, great.
Is he also going to lower that stuff that we moved the scaffold for?
This afternoon.
Oh, even better. I'm so
you're
glad
do
you're
what?
Doing it for
put
him.
His fire pump in the
in
the
basement,
hole?
Yeah.
I love it.
Do you have a rigger to get down there?
Yeah, the wall straps.
The wall straps.
Look, we don't ask questions.
Well,
don't drop it.
I don't know who's getting involved with you, but...
Not me.
I have no.
That's from the fire pump?
The fire pump.
When's that coming?
It's here. Here. I just got to bring it downstairs.
It's got to go down the areaway next to the front of the. Not that the scaffolding is
out. We have to take the scaffolding down and do that.
We did. We moved it out yesterday so they can go in. But this is the first I'm hearing that they're going to use
it. I stood on that hole this morning and I shot a picture over to Ron and I said, get him here.
Excuse me.
Anybody
that worked for you? I guess it worked.
Yeah. Seems
to. Tomorrow they're core drawing. So.
Mike, you said that area was in the cafeteria, correct?
Correct, yes.
Is anybody else waiting on anything for anybody in the field? No one's slowing anybody down? No one needs anything anywhere? We're all moving nice? All right, great. That's what I like to hear. Record documents and daily field reports. At the moment, everybody is up to date except for Tall.
What are we missing?
Tall Electric Daily Report.
Okay.
Next top.
He's right behind Chris.
Oh.
Al behind
Jose's not
but
with
he's
us.
Not the
so
one that's
how
gonna,
far back is he? A couple of weeks?
Probably.
Yeah, I think the whole month of December. Next topic is permit requirements.
Extremely ill.
We briefly discussed the the permit for the Lawrence Street, you said you had to revise the paperwork that you already sent
us? No, the paperwork's in.
It's
being renewed.
You just got to renew it, so it should be quick.
Paperwork's with the building permit.
Yeah, because I saw you did send us the permit the other day.
You did?
I saved some permit the
other
day.
That was from November. That was from this work.
I thought it said Lawrence.
I had both. And it has since expired. Oh, gotcha. So I'm renewing it.
2 week look ahead. I need a 2 week look ahead from Tall, Lombardo, and Piazza.
You should have ours about 10 minutes ago.
All right, well, that doesn't really... I appreciate it, but that doesn't really help us out. We kind of need it, like, a couple days before the meeting.
Well, Lombardo just uploaded his this morning, too, so...
Yeah, so, you
know... And J&M was a couple days before.
I'm not...
Gus was on vacation, so...
Yeah, no worries. I'm not trying to point fingers. Just it helps us out in the during the meeting when we have him in hand so we can kind of discuss or, you know, if needed.
That's what we do here.
If you didn't do it,
well, it sounded like Chris pointed a finger at Piazza, Talt, Lombardo.
Yeah,
yeah. But who's keeping track?
So Chris. No problem. Mike, you said that came this morning.
Yeah, we said
literally today. Minutes ago.
And what was the other one, Nance?
Jam. We got I think yesterday or the day before. He's usually good about.
He's
Monday.
He's not on my list.
Okay. So I'll give an attaboy.
Don't start,
Jamie. So then that'll just mean that we need Talt and Lombardo.
So if we can have them moving forward on the Monday before the meeting.
That would be very helpful.
That would be great.
Very helpful.
Gracias.
Okay. Next topic is construction observations. Piazza has addressed the construction fencing and barriers, but the barriers along McLean Ave and Lawrence Street still need to be addressed. That's still open.
They do. But that was done.
It looks like a snake.
Well, when Pepin was here, he said that him and John Piazza spoke about it.
Yeah, but they keep getting moved every other day. So
they walked out
daily
that
thing.
Day and did something.
They got addressed, and then the law goes back out there.
And moves
something
it again.
Else comes out there, and the dumpster goes out there, and everything gets moved, and...
Is it supposed to be a
straight
line?
And there's like a and as per the construction plan, there's a certain area like we're required a certain amount of space. I'm pretty sure we're way past that.
But if it's kept neat and clean, nobody complains. So.
Sabin requested Piazza fix and replace construction entrance gate on McLean. Piazza stated once Hull is complete with their work in this area, the gate will be addressed. So Hull's still working over there.
Very soon.
When's he breaking down there?
Hopefully tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yes, one section of it will be coming down.
Okay, good. The south section of the McLean elevation?
The north side.
Oh, you're going to start there?
Yeah.
Huh. Isn't the cladding guy working up there?
He'll have to get a lift.
Looked like he used a scaffolding.
Well, it was there. I'm sure he did what he could do, which was smart. But.
Okay.
It's not staying up for him, that's for sure.
That's
it's coming down to so the windows, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Sabin again stated street cleanup must be done daily. We already discussed that, and we also discussed the building cleanup. And like Nancy mentioned, the academic building basement needs some TLC. Piazza concerned with installation of sidewalks adjacent to 117 McLean, mainly having to do with compaction related to this work. KG&D stated most repair work for 177 McLean is interior work repairs. Sabin reminded Piazza that sidewalks chopped out and lowered the brick shelf along 117 McLean with no issues.
Talking about like 4x4 sidewalk slabs?
Yes.
It's not an issue.
It's not an issue.
So does that mean that's closed?
Yes.
Anything new with construction observations? I know Nancy sent out an email to Piazza, was it this morning?
Yeah, that should get in the minutes. There's two issues with stair B, not aligning head landings, and we need to talk about a fix that meets code before it happens. And then we also have an issue with these scooter edges at the corridor, at the classroom portals.
I saw the email. We all saw the email. The scooter edge is an easy one because we're following your detail in the drawing, which lines up with trouser base, plumb up, which creates it to stick out proud of the where you don't have tile on the upper edge. So our plan was to dial that edge up a little bit, flat tape it, blend it in, fix it. You're still never going to hide that scooter edge that's going up. That's just part of the detail. Right,
well,
that's just sort of works.
Some areas look much better than others.
I agree with that, yes.
Yeah, so when it's done well, what you're saying is going to work just fine.
Okay.
But some are pretty far out, and I'm not sure that it's going to work as well. So I get it.
Some need a little more massage than others. I did see that myself.
We're going to have to, like, fix one, do a mock-up, and then deal with it on a case-by-case basis. We're also talking to Schluter to see if there isn't some sort of back molding that can...
That would be nice.
That wouldn't be bad.
Fill in the back there. Yeah.
Isn't the Schluter edge a finished edge, though?
Yeah,
but it's sticking out like a half inch.
Not behind it.
Is what we're headed towards is a large wad of compound to fill the gap. And what we
on the top?
On the top, on the corridor side, and what I'm afraid of is it'll be messy and it'll break out on you, and you'll have a constant maintenance problem. So some are done fine.
Yeah,
some,
I know.
Some are a mess. So it's going to require...
And a lot are still not done, right?
And a lot are still not done.
So that's a good... You know,
because we want to try and stay ahead of punch list.
While
we're going here. And the thing with the stair, I would just point out that, you know, it's really important that every riser is within an eighth of an inch of each other in a run. And the way the steel was set, I think there's a problem.
There's a couple of stair landings that there seems to be a lip at the top, right?
Yeah, like almost 3/4 inch.
We almost think that was by design. We're starting to look into that. I saw that, and when I mentioned it way back when, I believe there's a rubber...
Tread
that takes that up, takes that space up. So rubber treads marry up with that space, and you flash patch a little bit, and then the landings continues to be rubber. So I think it's actually in the design.
But the problem is then the riser.
No, it was all incorporated in there.
Right, well, but then that particular riser will be way more than an eighth inch.
No,
every step.
It was all incorporated in that. That was set
every
less.
Step is going to have that rubber.
Yeah, so it was
and
set.
And it'll marry into the masonry top land.
I hope so. I think it's a little more than that.
Okay.
It's something that needs to be done. Right.
We're on it. So the email and we've started looking at it.
Anything else with construction observations? Any comments? Anything we didn't talk about?
Well, to me, there's still a lot of dirt in the site, and as you're starting to move down with finishes, we need to get the building cleaner. And especially when we have a chance of upper snow 2 years on Sunday.
So as for the finished floors, we're bringing the terrazzo, finishing the terrazzo. We're going to grind it, we're going to grout it, and leave it at the grout stage.
The way it is up on 4 right now?
It's not even ground yet. The way it is on 4 right now, it's just set, mm-hmm. and it's troweled. Okay. Now we go back and we grind it, we grout it, and we're going to leave it at that stage. Everyone can finish their finishes, we'll come back and we'll give you a polished finish. When we walk away.
So the polished finish is not an additive, it's a diamond cut,
it's
right?
It's a polish, yeah.
Okay.
It's a polish.
Process.
So once the flooring guys, everyone gets out, hallway tiles get finished, devices, everything goes. Flooring guys are out of the rooms, so we'll go back and polish that area. And then everyone
okay, so for 4, when does that happen?
After everyone's done, after the floors
not
are
the
in.
Polishing, the grinding and the grouting.
Oh, probably Monday-ish.
Is that like a one-day thing?
Yeah.
Two-day thing?
Yeah, 1-2 day, yeah. But you can still walk up there while we're grinding.
Okay.
And grouting.
Okay.
It's at that stage where it's, you know, it's durable. It's,
okay.
You know, still treat it as a finished product, everybody, when you're, you know, what's up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next topic is submittals. I did send out the submittal sheet this morning to Piazza. We still owe these projection screen shop drawings, simulated stone countertops, ornamental fencing, and asphalt mix designs. I don't know, we got to get those in. I feel like we've been talking about those three for
months.
Yes,
we have.
So deal with that.
Did the fence go in? Ornamental fence?
No.
Gus was away. He just got back yesterday. When did Gus get back yesterday?
No, he came back to work today.
I don't care where Gus went.
But we've been talking about this for months.
He's handling it.
All right. And
estimated date when we're going to see something?
I will let you know today. I will talk to Gus.
What's an asphalt mix design? What's the word design mean there?
This is really easy. Just tell
us. It's a 7F. What we're using.
It's like the recipe. It's like the recipe for whatever mix design for the top
aggregate
coat,
that's
base
in
coat.
The asphalt. 7F, 6A.
They do the same thing for the concrete, Michael.
It's the coarse.
This is
and fine. Sand mix or gravel.
And what is it?
And the question
is it a fine? Is it a.
I like that recipe.
I don't know.
It should match for every Yonkers.
They typically never submit it until they're
before
they're going to
start.
Get
that from the city?
No, it's the local. It would be a local plant.
Yeah, local asphalt
plant.
Whatever
the local plant is mixing?
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, we did the same thing for the concrete.
And they put additive in for temperature and all that stuff? Is that...
No, they heat...
No.
No,
you don't do that for asphalt.
That's heated right at the plant.
Yeah.
And it comes here, you roll it, and as long as it maintains...
Are they even open right now?
I believe the asphalt
there's
plant closed.
Well, it was great. So.
Yeah, there's one or two still open.
Yeah.
Most closed in the middle of December, though.
Yeah.
There's like a set date, December 15th, I think it is, something like
that.
Most of the bigger plants do.
You don't want it to cool off before you roll it. You compact it properly. That's what the issue is. And then most of the time you have frozen subgrade, so you don't want to put it on frozen subgrade. So that's why they just do cold patch or leave a plant open for emergencies. But more than likely you want it done in the spring.
That would be one of the last things we do, answer everyone's question.
If you're a paver, you want to do it spring and fall. Too damn hot in freaking July and August, man. Be standing on the back of it.
Nah, we want to be doing that in April.
But anyway.
As soon as the weather breaks.
So, if we want to be doing that in April, I'm looking ahead because it's not that far ahead. I mean.
April's here.
Over here.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Because they're getting a playground. And we're going to have to work together. They're coming in after the asphalt's in. Right?
Yeah, so...
Before the safety surface?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
they'll come in before the safety surface, set their equipment, and then the safety surface gets poured around it, right?
Right, but they're going to do some, I guess, sonic tubes or something?
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to set their own...
Okay.
Are they going to patch whatever they're going to need to patch, if there's any patching required in the asphalt for anything?
Well, if we coordinated ahead of time, they
ready to be.
If we coordinate ahead of time, they would do their footings,
right.
Sonic tubes.
Right.
We'll do our asphalt over it.
You'll do your curbing, all that stuff,
yeah.
Right? So I'll put you in touch whenever it's ready.
Me.
I'll put you in touch with Amanda Smith. Is her.
Because I think when we spoke, you said they were coming in after they had asphalt down.
100%.
Okay.
Well, should be before.
Should be before asphalt.
That's where
before,
I was like, are they gonna
right,
patch whatever they?
No, before asphalt to set their stuff. The curb's in, right? You're gonna put the curb in.
Correct.
And then they're gonna come in, and then you.
We'll do a separate meeting with SiteWorks.
Yeah, we'll get a plan,
and we'll
yes.
work together.
All out.
But they should go before we.
Need?
We should go before.
So it's
asphalt.
It's in the
absolutely.
Procurement stage now. So we're procuring the vendor now. We have I showed it to Russ. We have a design.
We have a layout, okay.
We have a layout. Good. We have rendering. We have all that stuff. So I'll start sending it out to you guys so you have it.
Yep, not a problem. But as you
I don't really have anything to do with it.
I'll send it to you then. Whoever I'm supposed to
I'll
send it.
But it's whoever's going to be putting it in.
Well, we have to work around it. We have all our scape to do, our benches and all that, so... We need it as well.
Yeah. And you're going to have to give them an elevation.
We have that to go by as well. I finished
grades. So are they going to be ready for them? Or
so most, she told me, what did she say the lead time was? I want to say 8 weeks on stuff.
Right.
Well, the safety surface will not go in until we have proper weather. Right. But asphalt stuff.
We're looking to get.
And after the playground is in.
Yeah, we're looking to get it ordered by the end of this month. And then it's going to be 8 weeks.
It's just
going to
be there.
That should be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
But while we're on the subject of what's going on here, obviously we have other work we need to do in this area, and once we get climate control in the building, the goal is to get rid of both trailers and everything so we can start doing this work. I was targeting the beginning of February. Is that I'm looking at you, Nance, because you.
So where would you put this team? In a classroom?
Yeah.
We would pick a spot. We put a door on it for them and stuff like that. Move everything over there.
It'd be a first floor classroom, though.
Then you bigger march.
Just say it.
Yeah, we're going to have to move up.
I prefer river view, so.
All right.
Good Palisades here.
You get one from the roof.
The river?
Palisades.
Yeah.
All right, so just for us to keep thinking about that.
I think that might be
aggressive, but we'll see.
Yeah, maybe.
If you're ready.
Doable-ish.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't take much to move the trailer.
Oh,
no,
just more planning.
Crap out of it.
Picking a spot, saying, okay, this will do, whatever.
Okay.
To go in the cellar. Dungeon.
Yeah, no.
You can go right by the areaway.
There's a conference room on the first floor.
There's no cell phone service down there, so as long as you don't care about calling me and Nancy throughout the day, that's fine.
Help sweep.
Let's see. Piazza still to provide proof of all big ticket items such as ACP metal panels.
Those are here.
They're when you say here, what does that mean?
They're being installed on our next delivery.
15.
Yep.
I'm sorry, where were we? I lost track.
ACP panels.
Our next delivery is scheduled for the 15th.
So, what are they, just getting like bits and pieces?
Elevation by elevation.
Got it. Thank you.
Nancy sent an email about the caulking color that we spoke about before the holidays.
Yeah, I forwarded that to them.
They ripped it out already.
Actually,
I think they redid the whole thing. For whatever reason.
Because I didn't like a certain part of it, so I made them redo it.
Good.
So
they had to rip out the caulk anyway.
Right.
And then you responded to that request, so they. That's the middle I sent you.
The zinc.
Yeah.
For the little the McLean windows. Yep.
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 You uploaded that, right? I think.
Should have been.
Yesterday.
Yes. Yep.
But I was just trying to keep things in production.
Yeah, it was done yesterday.
And Piazza stated the zinc panels are shipping from Germany. That would be...
That's resolved. Material is in the U.S. and the next delivery is on the 15th.
What about the window screens and shades?
They're all here.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not being...
You mean
the
sunshades?
Sunshades.
Yeah.
Well, putting them on from the lift?
They will be, yes.
Yeah.
Yep, once the brickies washed down out of the way. I believe some of the fasteners and the clips he installed prior to the actual... well, the screens, those in the courtyard are installed. The clips are installed, ready to receive the screen.
Don't you have to put the zinc panels in first?
No, not for the screen. For the ones on the plane side, yes, because those are vertical.
Yeah.
So that's all been thought about.
Good.
It's all... They'll be...
And submittals pending design team at the last meeting. Talt had requested for KGD to expedite the telecom. Is that completed?
Yeah, that just got uploaded this week.
As did the hangers, the sprinkler hanger or something, some pipe hanger.
Did it?
I pushed that through this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. The only
did it yesterday.
The only open.
What are we doing with that? I'm sorry. The sprinkler hanger. We welding something to tube steel.
I think he's drilling.
Okay. He's drilling to the trusses.
I haven't seen the submittal yet. When he submitted,
I think so.
Self-setting screws
using,
is what he sent.
It's like
morning.
A little L, right?
Yeah.
Also, there's plates too.
Oh, Brian, you said you did that one this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The hanger attachment.
I
haven't seen it yet.
Do not compromise structural integrity.
I mean, if there's a specific question for a location, send us a picture, and I'll get the engineer more involved. But.
The ones I did have for that are new, but they're not really new. They were just submitted yesterday. That was the, we spoke about this one, the metal and walls, the composite metal wall and soffit panels, the detail, the visual display surfaces, magnetic end panels submitted yesterday, and for signage, the acrylic numbers for the classroom submitted yesterday.
Is she submitting stuff in like drips and drabs?
And also, I sent yesterday an RFI about...
Yeah, I didn't get
the... Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, that's fine.
Next topic.
Oh, jeez.
So that's it for submittals. Next topic is RFIs.
Yeah.
From the last meeting, it looks like RFI 388 was responded to. 389, the text for the bronze plaque that's still open.
Oh, yeah. Where are we with that? I know it's a difficult
one. Because everybody's retiring and what names go on the stupid thing. So it's done. It's just nobody has made a final decision. And it's either going to be the mayor or the board president that will make the decision on whose names. Because
nobody wants to pull the trigger.
Sada, Carr, all those guys were crucial to this stuff. And they're not working here anymore. So we have to make a decision if they make the plaque, even though they're not working here.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who may have conceptually thought this, discussed it with Russ.
Right.
Yeah.
That's corner with the meeting.
Corner who?
Corner president.
Oh. Okay.
I'll do it.
I mean, that's how you get the response, right?
We can do a whole wall.
We
dude,
do
have to put 100
names on this
size
thing.
We only
have a specific size because it's going to get framed soon.
We do have one new RFI. That's RFI 393. That's for the egress map. That was submitted yesterday.
Yeah, they can't. They don't do CAD. They need the art file or something else.
I'll give it to you. No, I'm going to make copies.
Why is it RFI? It's a question.
I don't know.
It's a question.
I can't do it right now.
What was that? For an egress map?
Actually,
yeah, you guys
know,
submitted RFI for egress
right
map.
She wants because she wants.
From
she
our
doesn't
favorite
want it,
sign lady.
They can't have it in CAD. They don't do CAD.
Type of file they want.
Yeah, it does. It's a PE form or an AF something. It's a good thing. Yeah, it just can't be CAD. There's two other. There's two other ones that they can use.
You gotta tell Sue to find somebody else for signing it.
That's it.
You don't have to use her.
Oh man,
you can use somebody else.
Yeah.
It seems like she knows you guys well.
Yeah, that's because you have to handhold the whole job.
That's it for RFIs.
Yep.
Next topic is new items. At the last meeting, KG&D and ITG still to follow up on exterior items from the 10-12 meeting. Is that still open?
Brian?
Yeah,
yes.
we just got this Zoom to do with Isaac.
Okay. And then was the elevator card reader stuff sent out formally? It wasn't.
I didn't forward that through it. That all happened while I was away. So
what is that going to look like? A card reader instead of a key?
Yes.
At the elevator?
Inside and outside.
Okay. That's better, actually. I always lose the damn keys.
Are we with the switches at the security window?
The entrance, right?
I mean,
the lobby?
They have them roughed in now, right?
No, I think Al's waiting on a couple.
Well, you wanted to make a decision about that one door there.
I thought...
It was the one door that you thought might be in the way.
Yeah.
The ADA button and the card reader, I guess.
All right, let's go take a look.
All right.
Only because the heights are skewed then if you move it, right?
There's just not a lot of wall space.
There's not, yeah.
To put everything
with the security window there, there's not a lot of space there.
Unless you make the security window smaller, but that's kind of hard.
Ship is sailed.
And that's probably ordered already in here.
Yes, the ship is sailed. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, sure, that's ordered in here. But the stuff for the outside of the building isn't here yet.
We were concentrating on getting the inside done.
Talt stated Rex devices were discussed with ITG, and ITG thought another meeting with Asa Alboy was needed. Talt is meeting with ITG, that was 2 weeks ago, and will confirm and advise. Do we have an update on that?
They're good.
Nothing more is needed.
They're good.
So that's closed?
Yes.
Yay.
Talt stated they need answers on termination blocks for fiber optics to finalize PCO. That's complete.
Brian, I sent them what you forwarded me. I guess that's what they're going to get.
So that's closed.
Savin stated work related to ASK-22 revisions to health suite has started. Top of wall fire stopping inspection report was sent out 10/18. Piazza still to address a few areas and advise once complete. Do we have an update on that?
On the fire stopping?
Correct.
No. I'm waiting for Mike. Fire stopping. Yeah.
Yeah, the fire stopping should be complete, but we didn't want to have the inspector come back until he can inspect the linkway, the extra intumescent paint.
Well, that's fireproofing.
Well, he does that all one trip.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have him back.
Doesn't have to, but yeah.
You could have him back and do fire stopping
on
for
3 hour
work, but then you can link him in with
yes.
everyone else's fire stopping.
Yeah, because I sent everybody else a little email last week that they need to do a little better on the lower floors.
But we sprayed the top of both sides of the wall
yes.
for the corridors. Our work should be complete.
Because I think you're down on one now.
Yeah, we're finishing up a little bit by the cafeteria.
Okay.
And.
Okay. I can bring him back, but I want everybody else to catch up to fire stopping.
Okay.
Penetration.
Looks like some of the intumescent paint stayed be got damaged.
It did.
Windows. Is that getting patched in?
Yes. So, yeah. It'll look like brand new when we're done.
Lombardo / Blackhawk still to complete. Is the fire department connection complete?
Yeah, we completed that. Blackhawk complete, too.
Okay. So Piazza is able to finish their block work if it's not already completed?
We're doing it
today. Yeah.
Savin reviewed the location of the dry valve in the kitchen area with Blackhawk and clarified the exact location. Work not yet completed.
That's on Blackhawk's list to finish. He's got a laundry list of stuff to do. I explained to them exactly. They didn't understand where it was going. I had to show them. They thought it was going to go up top. I'm like, no, it goes in the front, and there's a desk here. He's like, well, maybe I can put it a little higher so it's not going to be in the way of the desk. I said, that would be great. And then it's still not done, so. Yes.
Is that the one in the lower cafeteria?
It's right by the laundry.
Yeah.
Yes, where
the lockers go.
Yes, exactly.
Piazza stated not all doors are shown to be prepped for security warning. Is that still open?
What is it?
Repeat that, I'm sorry.
Piazza stated that not all doors are shown to be prepped for security wiring.
Yeah, no.
That's a closed issue.
Closed.
That's a what issue?
Closed.
They're specced out that way, so they better come that way.
Whatever needs to have it, we'll have it.
Exactly.
YPS asked KGD, is there a high temp alarm for the walk-in box / freezer? KGD to discuss with ITG. Do we have an update on that?
Very important, though.
Still open.
Because we lost $60,000 worth of food.
Yeah, it's just to digress back. Like, this door that they put in, they took care of it. That frame.
Yeah, so we
similar
had all
to
these
that,
conversations.
Right?
Mike and I had all these conversations with Forno. Drill here, drill there. I talked to Al. Oh, mixer's this size at this height and blah, blah, blah. And then they just bring the frames and drill them on site, which is the easy way to do it. But it was like...
But they...
They're doing it, yes.
Yeah, okay, that's all that matters.
No issues with that door, right, Al? Perfect. I saw the other one was in, too.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing.
So far, so good.
So I was going to say, so far, so good.
KGD reiterated that finished materials are being installed and need to be protected and meet specifications. J&N stated once system is started, they will need the filters and will need to be replaced on a daily basis or as needed. Savin reiterated that the building must be cleaned. J&M stated they will clean out the underground ductwork due to water being inside. Was that taken care of?
So I need clarification on that.
I won't clean that unless someone pays me.
We need to...
We didn't dirty it.
Jim, we need to change those filters daily?
No.
Wait, what?
That's a misnomer.
Okay.
As needed. We did follow it up with that.
So back to the ductwork, though. So you've inspected it. It's full of junk.
I'm not inspected. I'm just assuming.
Well, when we look at it, we'll make a determination.
Yeah.
How's that?
Fine.
You haven't pulled the cover off yet, right? Yeah.
Sure, and what's clean. Entailed with you cleaning it out? Was it
finding the skinniest guy I have? Someone's in there with a.
It's a confined space.
It's not considered confined space. If you open up both ends, if you don't, then it is.
Okay.
Then you need a super. Breathing apparatus.
Was the water going in through the areaway? Is that where the water was getting in?
There's no areaways there.
Well, Nick, the duct shaft that the
next to stair A there.
Yeah, no. the big plenum. Where was the water going?
The underground
in?
Duct is only at the community
building.
Yeah, I know, but the corner plenum. Yeah. Is that where the water was getting in?
Oh yeah, there was definitely water. Yeah.
They were going all the way up.
The water was getting on the slab, then it was just dumping in there, and then it would fill up.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
So, all right. As long as it's not coming in from the ground.
No. No.
Aramark representative today was at that last meeting and mentioned that all contractors need to fill out the checklist on the CX Alloy website. Was that all completed?
Anybody do that? She was supposed to resend all the invites. You should have gotten one. Holt should have gotten one. He's not here.
Do we need to follow up with Aramark?
Sounds like it.
I guess that's what we need to do.
Oh, that's a commissioning agent?
Yeah. And KGD stated InSight scheduled to be on site to do the survey. We already discussed that, and KGD mentioned they're waiting for the final, I guess, right?
Correct.
Okay. At this moment, and the next scheduled meeting is 1:17. At this time, I'll go around now. If anybody has anything new to add, they can do so. I'll start with Al. Al, behind you, got anything new? Mike?
Nothing right now.
Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
Fran, you got anything?
No, thank you.
Joe?
I'm good.
Mike?
I'm okay right now.
Thank you. Russ?
I'm okay.
Al?
I'm good.
Jim?
I'm good.
Nancy?
No.
Michael?
How's the heat?
Great.
Excellent.
Working good. Fire, the fire with the fire watch is going good, I believe. No issues.
Except my overtime budget.
That. Thank Con Ed for that one. And Con Ed will be here tomorrow, right?
Oh, yes. Woohoo!
So, what I need to know, because I need to start thinking about some money here, what is the plan once Con Ed finishes with my men? Do they continue to stay?
I thought we were leaving that in place.
For now, yes.
Okay.
Until J&M's units are up.
Correct.
Month?
Yeah, they're a little tired of us at this point.
Who's this?
They said, my month.
Yeah.
We may not get another.
Yeah, well, they said just make sure that we have every.
Someone else does the same thing, and then we could sneak in.
Yeah, I think you can't make them schedule and cancel on
but
it again.
They want to see the sign off on the electrical.
I don't blame them
first,
at this point,
so they won't schedule until they see that.
Okay, so for the foreseeable future, you'll need my guys to continue. Okay.
Next 2 weeks.
Anything else, Michael?
That's it.
Nick?
Nothing.
Paul?
All good.
Brian?
Nothing. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. That's it for the meeting. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just need Brian and...
Hold on. Pepin has something.
Oh. Sorry, Pepin. We forgot about you.
Yes, they did do that. Okay, great. Yep, the day we spoke about it.
Good. There's also a couple of drains that they poured, supposedly grouted. We want to make sure those drains are clear. We don't have a problem with
paint
in the future.
No, it wasn't grout, by the way, and that was just an assumption you guys were making.
What was it?
I don't know if anyone put grout in any drains. So you had said Chris took pictures of the person who did it. Send those pictures to Mayor. Chris, give me the pictures.
I didn't take no pictures.
Okay, well, that's what Pepin said last time. Show me the pictures of whoever's pouring stuff in the drain, and I'll take care of it.
I asked Chris to take a picture because I have left my phone in my car.
Okay.
And I'll make sure he gets that picture over to you.
Because the day you said that to me, I went right to the grout, to my tile guys, and he said, absolutely not. I did not pour any grout down the drains.
No,
so
paint,
no paint, no grout. My painter wouldn't do that anyway.
I will follow up with the
picture.
Please,
yep.
Just two more items. I know that both Ross and Nancy and even Chris addressed some of the quality control issues, but as far as the landing, you gave an explanation of why there's a half inch to a three quarter inch a lip at the landing. The issue is that it's not consistent. You have a half inch in some areas. You have a much higher height. I'm assuming you have a plan to correct.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. We're looking into it.
Okay. And lastly, with the asphalt, I heard some discussions about doing asphalt in the winter, but there are minimum temperature and seasonal requirements for placement of asphalt, obviously. I know for the New York City and Westchester areas, you want to put the asphalt down between 45 and 50 degrees. How about doing the binder first? Because the top coat should be nice. It should meet the City of Yonkers and DOT requirements and the KGND specs. So we want to make sure we don't have a problem with the honeycombs and, you know,
Pepin, it's Michael Policio. That was me who asked those questions, and I think they answered by saying they're not going to do any asphalt until the weather breaks.
Oh, great. Thank you. That's all I have.
All right, guys, that's it for the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.